Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're excited. I can't think of a better way to begin a year than to gather together in worship. What a great opportunity for us today. Let me mention several announcements for you. Don't forget that our Wednesdays at Redeemer all resume. All our activities on Wednesday night resume this week. Plus, there's a new Bible study for beginners at 6:45, and there's information in your Go and Serve about that. Please take note of that. Also, don't forget that next week, Vicar Joanna Gregg will be with us for her first Sunday. She'll be sitting out there among you as she observes us for the first week and sees where she's going to fit in. So anyway, don't forget to tell her your name repeatedly. And I don't just mean three times next week. I mean over the next few weeks, remind her of your name. There's only one of her for you to know, but there's lots of y'all for her to get to know. So please remember to do that. There are a few things in your bulletin. I don't know where our minds were, our exhaustion was, I guess, this week that resulted in some things in the bulletin. Only one of them do you really need to pay attention to. There was some confusion in the list of our worship leaders today. So it may say somebody, but you see somebody else up here. I'm not sure where that came from, but there's confusion. Also, that little part right before communion, we call it the proper preface, the little part that I sing, it is indeed right and salutary, that kind of thing. The words you have in your bulletin are not the words I'm going to be doing. So I just wanted you to know that's not the right one of those in your bulletin, but I'm going to do the right one from up here, okay? So anyway, that's not right in your bulletin. Now, none of that really matters. This one does. The last hymn, the number is wrong. The title is right, but the number is wrong in the bulletin. It is correct on the hymn board, but I realized that most of you can't see the hymn board. So I also put the number on this one. See the 634 at the bottom? You can't see that. When you're standing, you can. So I'm going to tell you the number if you happen to have a pencil or something. The number is 634. And you'll notice there are some verses. I presume we're still doing the verses like you have it.
Yes,
we're doing the verses like you see written there. The title and all is right. The number just didn't get changed. Okay? So the correct number is 634. Okay. The new bus is here. Yay. Looked great out there. In fact, we have it open. I hope it's not raining too much. Have it open so that you can go in it and take a look. We invite you to do that after the service, not during the sermon. We invite you to go out there and take a look at this. We're excited about this. But we do have a couple of people I want to invite to come up here at this point that deal with the new bus. If Kurt Braun and Brian Crooks, if y'all would come up here just a moment. I don't think they knew they were coming, so they're coming hesitantly. We wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you. Kurt was instrumental in some initial research, but especially in selling the bus. And Brian, boy, just did outstanding work in research and getting it all together and guiding us through the purchase of this bus. And I think it's an opportunity for us to say thank you to them for their great work. And as a way to say thank you, I have invited Sarah to bring over something that we'd like to get. Two little buses that are engraved, interestingly, Redeemer Lutheran Church. Thank y'all. Now is the time for me to grovel and beg. Please take a poinsettia home. I don't care if you didn't buy one. Take one home. We can't care for them here. They'll just die if they're here. So please take one with you as you leave worship service today. Sarah.
Thank you to this entire congregation for how you responded to our Christmas Eve resurrection.
just a short little story. Brandon was talking to some guys before the meal had started, and he was saying, so how many, this guy was asking Brandon, so how many chilies did you bring? And Brandon was like, at least 10, probably like 15 chilies. And I was like, okay. And he said, well, I just told my buddies that there's a real meal here today, and it's not just hot dogs, so we're going to go get some other, some more of our friends that are down at the other park. Because they thought it was just hot dogs, but it's a real meal today.
I don't have any questions there. All right, let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy One of Israel, the Word made flesh, the power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered in the name of Jesus, let us confess our sin against God and our neighbor. Gracious God, in Christ Jesus you came among us as light shining in darkness. We confess our failure to welcome this light. Forgive us and renew our hope so that we may live in the light of your grace and welcome the truth of Christ the Lord. Amen. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. Your sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit
be with you all. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, you gave your incarnate Son the holy name of Jesus to be a sign of our salvation. Plant in every heart the love of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year! Do you know what it means if somebody says they're going to make a New Year's resolution?
No.
No. Some people will say things like, I'm going to lose weight in the new year. Or I'm going to quit smoking if they smoke. They might say that, or they might say all kind of different things. Like me, I said that for all of 2017, the entire year, I'm not going to eat any chocolate at all. Can you believe that?
I don't like chocolate anymore.
You don't like chocolate?
Nope.
Really? Something's wrong with you. No. So... the problem with New Year's resolutions is people make those resolutions. That's what they're called, resolutions. I resolve. That's what that means. they'll say this kind of thing, and then they do it anyway. They don't keep their promise to themselves. Is that a very good thing, you think? No. If my New Year's resolution was to lose weight, and then after church I went to the all-you-can-eat buffet, and I gain weight, I wouldn't be keeping that, would I? No. And so, I'm sorry, I'm a little hungry right now. Uh-oh. But it's a Hershey bar.
This is chocolate.
You're right. That's the thing about resolutions, is they're so hard to keep. When you make a promise to yourself or to somebody else, sometimes it's so hard to keep. One of the things we're remembering today, though, is that God makes a promise to us. Do you think God forgets his promise or doesn't keep his promise?
He keeps his promise.
You're right. And God's promise is that he will love us and forgive us always. That's good news, isn't it? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't say I wasn't going to eat any chocolate all year long. I just did that to make the point right here. It's okay for me to eat chocolate. Yeah, I just want you to know. But anyway, the point that I want you to remember is that God makes promises to us, and he will keep them always. We never have to worry about him breaking those promises. All right, let's pray. He's God, that's right. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming to be among us at Christmas. Help us to remember you are with us always, and that you always show us your love, forgiveness, and mercy. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First lesson is from Numbers. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his son, saying, thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. There's a reality show on BBC from England called Monastery. In the show, a group of 5 men from diverse backgrounds voluntarily join a Benedictine monastery for a span of 40 days. The 5 men don't have to assent to Christian beliefs, but they do have to respect and follow the monks' communal requirements. In other words, a strict rhythm of meals, silence, prayer times, and so on. One of the stories focused on a man named Tony, a producer of softcore pornography. After some time in the monastery, Tony felt torn. He wanted to keep his job, but he didn't want to lose the peace he was experiencing in the monastery. With 2 days left at the monastery, he shared his concerns with Brother Francis. He said, No, I'm not going to give up my job. And I'm not going to sit in church all day and read the Bible. I need to live. I need to keep my lifestyle. So I'm just a little bit worried. Part of me wants to keep the whole thing alive and carry it through. And I know the minute I get out of here, it will fade. Brother Francis replied, I want to give you something that I think will help you with what you've just described. Vocation is about discovering who you really are and maybe what you should really be doing. And that's what we're trying to do here in the monastery, to discover who we really are, who God has called us to be. I want to give you this stone, this white stone. We all have our Christian name and our family name, he went on. But what you don't know is that we also have another name, and it's called our white stone name. In Revelation 2:17, it says, Your new name is written on a white stone in heaven. I think our vocation is to find out what that name is, to find out our white stone name. After handing Tony the stone, Brother Francis placed his hand on his head and spoke a word of blessing over him. And immediately after that exchange, the camera scanned to a shot of Tony outside in the dark, huddled on the bench, deeply affected by Brother Francis' fatherly words of hope and blessing. Author John Sauer has commented on this scene from the monastery. He wrote, "I believe Brother Francis speaks to the heart of this generation. People don't know their true name. They are searching for who they really are. In their search, they bring the question of identity to anyone who will listen, and they are willing to look anywhere to find it." In the church, this day is called the name of Jesus. In Jewish tradition, on the eighth day after a son was born, he was taken to the temple, circumcised, and given a name. So Mary and Joseph took the baby, and they named him Jesus. In Hebrew, it would be called Yeshua, and it means God saves. It was his name, but it was also his vocation. Our salvation was what he came to do. Our salvation was what he came to be. Today is also New Year's Day, the time when it's traditional for us to make New Year's resolutions, to dedicate ourselves to improving ourselves in some way. And perhaps no way could be more important than for us to give ourselves over to finding our true white stone names. In fact, in the narthex, you will find baskets of white stones. And I invite you to take one with you to help you as you pray about and ponder the true name, the true vocation, the true calling God has given you. As you think about what you are here to do, as you think about who you are here to be. Today we celebrate the name of Jesus. And today we ponder our own. The baby's name was God Saves. Our name is His. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, what a gift you have given us in sending Jesus to be one with us, to share our lives, to be our Savior. We thank you for your grace and for the love that was behind your gift to us. May your love find root in our lives and blossom in us into loving service for others. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, as we celebrate your naming, we celebrate that you save us, and we so welcome you as our Emmanuel, God with us. We so welcome you to share our lives, to comfort us in sorrows, to strengthen us when we are afraid, to hold us when we fail. We know we are not alone, Lord Jesus, and more, we know that you are with us in love. Continue to be with us always and lead us in your way. Lord, in your mercy. God of grace, Christmas is about your grace for us, and your grace is what our world so sorely needs. Be with those who struggle in life with illness or sorrow or loneliness or fear. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God of all, we are here today with your gift of time stretching out before us. As we enter this new year, O Master, help us to use the time you have given in greater service to others. Help us to find ways to live each moment in love. Guide us in this new year so that our decisions are wise and led always by our faith. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God with us, you came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us of who you are and bless the ordinary things. And then, through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread, and forgive us
our trespasses, as we forgive
those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, you come to us in the broken bread and the cup we share. Make us ready always to welcome Christ into our hearts and send us forth to be your people in the world, announcing your coming among us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
way away from this.
Yeah.
All right.
Just that little doily. Be careful with those.